last day I knew you were my pet. I want to tell you how much I love you.
Oh, hiding in you. Oh, can you dig in my soul? Could you smell my
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
I had this friend, and he was dying. I had this friend, and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend, and he was dying. I had this friend, and he was dying. He had cancer real bad, and he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year, when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year, when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful, it was beautiful, it was kind of beautiful, so beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed, he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him, he was all dialed in. And when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful, he was beautiful, so beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that, and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again. The love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes. Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
Economic cycle. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Down underneath the highway, we called in little Gino when it all went sideways. Bathsheba smiles. She smiles and veins turn to ice. She smiles and heads bow down. She works the room. Hair kisses every victim twice. She spreads her joy around.
James Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Still singing in our taking for granted the gifts of this planet and the stars in its sky. Into darkness, back out into the day.
From the Riverdale Star. Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Back to you.